Hi, everybody. We're here in these times of high strangeness and transformation, and we're going to talk about something that I think is going to be absolutely critical to every one of our futures, and that is the load of heavy metals in our body, how EMF and 5G that's being introduced around the planet is interfering with our cellular structure, with our DNA, with our immune systems, and one of the best ways, most effective ways so far I've seen to deal with it is to flatten out the effect of those EMFs on the body. And the second phase of it is to learn how to dump the heavy metals from the body. So toward that end, I've invited Jeff and Clayton of FLFE to come on with me as the inventors of the system that is proving to have some wonderful effects at flattening out EMF intrusion into our bodies and into our homes. And they also have a new immune enhanced program. So we need all this right now. So without further ado, let's go to Clayton and Jeff. Hi, guys. It's so good to see you.
Great to see you, Regina. Great to be here with you.
Morning, hi, Clayton. Hey, we had an event scheduled for New Year's Eve, and it just got blown out technologically. And you know what? Sometimes there's divine timing and everything, because we're going to do it again in another couple weeks' time. So we'll hold energy for that. Meanwhile, this is serious stuff. And the more we started researching, in fact, one of the first Facebook posts I did, some people watching this will know this. This was about a month ago when I heard that that ship was headed into the Bay Area, Northern California, the Princess Liner, was saturated with 5G, had so many sick people on board, and they were all going to be offloaded right here near my home, Sacramento and Fairfield, with no protocols. So we started researching further into this notion of why 5G was having such a deleterious effect on people that had contracted this virus, okay? So we're going to talk a little bit about that, and then I want to jump into what the FLFE is doing. And I mean, we've talked about this before in another show. It was really important, but worth reiterating. And also, what's happening to the immune system and how you guys are doing some service here by elevating your frequency to very, very specifically target certain of our cells and so forth. So first of all, welcome. Welcome everybody watching this, and understand that most of the people that are becoming ill, okay, right now, it has to do with the older generations, and think about it. Little kids, you're seeing almost nothing among little kids. And then the older people get, even starting at 25 and up, the percentages of people becoming affected by COVID become stronger and stronger. The one thing every one of us has in common is that we have absorbed massive amounts of toxic metals throughout our lifetime. Now, depending on the way you've eaten, what sources you've been drinking your water from, whether or not you're in an area that has heavy air traffic and even chemtrails overhead, all that stuff is falling to the ground. All of it is in our crops. Even organic crops still have these heavy metals, because what falls from above, you can't do anything about. And this is something that's concerned me for quite a long time, but now we're learning what happens when these heavy metals interact with 5G and EMFs and the effect it's having on the cell. So before I jump in with Clayton and Jeff here, I want to just read a couple things. I'm reading it to be very specific. I don't want to mess anything up or misstep. Okay, EMF absorption changes the electric current in our body, and we are electrical beings, destroying cell membranes by creating a highly toxic free radical form of peroxide. Now I'm going to tell you, these aren't from conspiracy sites. This is from the NIH, okay? These are from medical sites. Didn't even go the conspiracy route, because we don't need to. This subject is so important and really so horrible for our bodies. So EMFs overexcite cell nuclei by activating metallic enzymes and creating free radicals, stimulating a chronic state of stress called reactive oxidative stress. Okay, that's going on. EMFs cause changes in enzyme activity and gene expression, eventually leading to various diseases, including sleep disorders, atherosclerosis, loss of appetite, diabetes. Look at all the people with diabetes that are being affected by this too. Dizziness, rheumatoid arthritis, cardiovascular disease, people with cardiovascular disease, really vulnerable with this virus right now, nausea and even strokes. EMFs heavily intensify and magnify the damaging effects of toxic heavy metals in the body, including increased susceptibility to infectious diseases like COVID-19. If you have accumulated toxic metals in your brain, since your brain is your antenna, you can actually receive more cell phone radiation, which in turn can cause the microbes in your system to overreact and create more potent mycotoxins. This can create a never-ending vicious cycle between the microbes and metals in your body and your exposure to electromagnetic fields. I've got a few more points. I mean, I think you're starting to get it, okay? One of these is really interesting. They're all interesting. So EMFs leads to severe hypersensitivity. And I just want to add that one of my favorite people and one of our interviewees on Gaia, whom all of you know, I just don't want to reveal their name because this is very personal, has been in a state of chronic inflammation to the point of a whole body rash, bleeding all the time since they turned 5G on in their complex. So this is really serious stuff, and I didn't even think till recently to tell her about FLFE, and I'm kind of ashamed of myself, but I don't put the dots together sometimes on a personal level. In her, another article, this is Dr. Dale now on EMF sensitivity, I have seen a high percentage of illness, including chronic infections that are caused or aggravated by electromagnetic field exposure, including fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome. Okay, the metals in your body, this is quote, act as a virtual antenna that concentrates radiation, making it even more destructive. Well, what more can we say? When you add a virulent virus, and people say, hey, no, this isn't a virulent virus, this is just like the flu. No, it's not like the flu. Anybody saying that is deluding themselves. The reality is really simple here. Once it gets in the body, after an infection has taken hold, the rate of death is 0.1%, 0.1, a tenth of a percent with the regular flu. With this one right now, it's at about 3.6. So you measure the factor there. I talked to my sister and I said, she's been working in hospitals and ERs her whole life. I said, do healthcare workers become this sick and even die during flu season? She said, hell no, this is not normal. So we know what's happening all over the country. In the U.S., the states are fighting with each other. And I've got to say, I wish I were in Canada. What Canada's doing is so much more amazing. But then again, that would be called social democracy or whatever it is that people here are afraid of, socialistic medicine, but not only is the government taking care of the people economically in Canada, they also have a health system that just takes care of people, unlike what we have structured here. So we have a lot we're contending with. We have a lot that we have to take on ourselves. And in my opinion, we need every valid tool we can get. So with that, I've said my piece on this, and then we're going to get to the very end part, which is dumping those metals out of your body at the very end of this program. Now we go to Clayton and Jeff. So, guys, I want you to jump in. You choose who comes in and tell me what's going on the fluffy end, because you're calibrating and working like crazy to keep up with the demand that's required right now.
Our perspective is a little bit different. We come from looking at consciousness, and the FLFE environment is to, you know, create as pristine an environment that supports us to rise in consciousness and to supports us to be free in many ways, to be free of outside influences that could be negative for us. And we noticed that properties were going down in consciousness. So our measure of EMF's influence was looking at the environment.
And
as we measured the environment going down, we would find properties that weren't at the level we promised. We would call them up. What's happened? What's different? Well, I have a smart meter installed in my apartment building, or I have a new cell tower across the street. And we were able to determine that it was EMFs that were lowering the level of consciousness of the environment. So that's where we came from. To say, all right, we need to fix this because we know that for the environment to be supportive of us, it needs to be at a certain level. To have that life force energy, that chi, that prana that's available.
Let me ask you a question, Jeff, at this point. Now, were you finding that most of the lowering of consciousness was from technological incursion or also from kind of the mass psyche because we've been in such distressed times on a psycho-spiritual emotional level?
Well, this was primarily before, of course, all this crisis happened. And we did see a lot of geopathic stresses occurring.
Okay.
In California, related to the water, the flow of water, the underground water and streams that were creating low consciousness areas.
Interesting.
And so our mission is to activate this field, this FLFE environment, so that people are supported. We look at the environment. Is it at the level? Is it fully, you know, pristine and free? Creating that environment for people. But Clayton, do you want to come in as well on this?
I think it's worth saying that it was initially the lowering of consciousness and properties that caused us to look into the effect of EMFs. There's not a lot of devices out there that were really designed to measure consciousness and EMFs. Most of them are tri-field meters. They measure a different bandwidth. It's still valid, and it's different. So when we were looking at ways to, or looking at devices to measure the influence of the consciousness lowering effect of EMFs, the best device we'd found was the GDV camera. And you're familiar with that, Regina. I think you interviewed the
Melissa Waterman, who was trained by Konstantin Korotkov and worked directly with Konstantin Korotkov, the famous Russian scientist who's the inventor of that technology. And so, yes, we did an interview with her, and she had actually tested EMFs and 5G router in her own home, turning it off and on. And the graphs are on all of our sites there about what happened. So continue.
Yeah, so we looked at, once we found out the gas discharge visualization camera was the most appropriate device to measure the consciousness lowering influence of EMFs, we looked for a practitioner to do the study with us. Melissa Waterman had been working with Joe Dispenza for several years, traveling around with him, measuring the difference in consciousness during his events, when people were in a certain meditative state, or even and see how that would affect the environment, or when they left the environment and were thinking about the environment, how that would affect the environment with the technology still in the room. Very interesting technology, fascinating. So she's one of the, she was the primary resource for us. And as you said, we got her to do a study, and she measured the multiple different factors. And the language of the GDV camera was mostly focused around entropy. And, you know, Jeff has a pretty good a technical understanding of that. So maybe he can comment on it. But really you have in the graphs, you have the chaos represented by the red spiky arrows that go up and down. And then when you activate the FLFE field, it goes down to a very narrow band, which represents more harmony.
That's the blue. Yeah.
The blue one.
It's significant. All the spikes are kind of flattened out into this more stable, for one, stable and harmonious field. Jeff, did you want to comment on entropy in general having to do with this? And then Clayton, please continue.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think just the idea of this spiky energy and seeing that chaos or really unordered, you know, unharmonized energies in a location, that spikiness, I certainly feel it in my body, is tenseness, anxiety. And we've had just so many people feeling anxious, you know, over the past few years. And when that band of spikiness comes down to a much narrow, more harmonious, more coherent zone, then I feel my body relax.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's just an indication that our bodies, our intelligence of our bodies, feel the danger of this energy And there's this tenseness that occurs. Well, and more of a relaxation once you're free of that, like when we go to the country and we're away from wife.
Absolutely. And I think just those two sheets I was reading off of at the top, I think that kind of says why our body might have some natural intelligence that's rejecting this stuff. It's terrible. Yeah. It's terrible. And in fact, in a couple people I've interviewed, and also, you know, some of our wonderful viewers have chimed in as well. There's a book called The Invisible Rainbow. And that book talks about the electrification of the planet. And Dr. Cowan also commented on this recently, what Rudolf Steiner had to say 100 years ago about the electrification. And he said, with this, it's much more difficult to be human. And it's going to take so much more of our spiritual energy and use of our spiritual energy to overcome that, to be the humans that we truly are. Mm-hmm. Truer words were never spoken. We're seeing that was said in 1917, 103 years later.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have that exact quote. We used it the other night in our webinar about 5G. That's funny.
It's so true. We're all feeling it now. We're all at the effect of it.
Well, and I think this what he, you know, Steiner's approach to it, looking at our spirituality, how it's affecting our spirituality and our spiritual strength or nature, you know, corresponds with looking at the level of consciousness of the environment that we're seeing. You know, that this way of looking at the level of conscious, kind of measuring the vibrational nature of the environment, the supportive nature of the environment, and that we're seeing that reduced with EMFs, certain EMFs, you know. And, of course, you know, your routers and your cell phones and your computers and appliances and all that fall into those categories. And of course, there's positive EMFs from our bodies and from the earth and other places.
Jeff, Clayton, would you like to add to what he's just said?
Yes, we've looked for multiple different ways to create scientifically validated evidence. And I have to be careful with the language, because there's evidence in the U.S. that's accepted as scientific, and we don't necessarily accept it as science here in Canada, and vice versa. And that's all over the world, you know. People have different jurisdictions and different languages appropriate. So in the spirit of scientific evidence, we'll say, we contacted the Institute of Noetic Sciences, and we got them to do some research on the effect of the FLFE influence on brainwaves. And we found out that there was enhanced executive function and multiple other positive correlative influences with these higher consciousness fields. And of course, that was EMF mitigate or harmonized, we call it. So EMF harmonization is really like an Aikido principle. So what we decided to do was to find out if there is any substance in nature that could actually make a consciousness-lowering electromagnetic frequency positive. We assumed there was. So we found this thing called shungite, which probably lots of your audience knows about. Mm-hmm. And so what we did with the FLFE environment is we created the energetic essence of shungite in the environment, and that turns consciousness-lowering EMFs into positive EMFs. And so when you if you have a router in your home, the average home will actually go up 4 points in consciousness with a router in it if it's harmonized with the EMF service from FLFE, because you're turning that negative energy into positive energy. So we have pictures of people with pets, and the dogs are sleeping with their heads on the routers.
Ah. Interesting. Yes, because when it comes to pets, we cannot speak of the placebo effect. And that's why it's so, I love the tests on pets. It doesn't really matter what the study is. They're not looking for anything.
Yeah, so there's just a few more kind of correlative examples on the edge of, you know, what we're trying to create as much evidence as possible, because it's a slightly nonlinear idea.
Yes.
First of all, the fact that we can activate a high consciousness field and have it harmonize something, and then, you know, the influence of shungite We've got evidence of plant growth increasing, and Jeff can get into details of that with this influence as well, because plants have an innate intelligence that the environment's healthy or not. We can't fool the plants unless we talk down to them, which, you know, you can debuse plants and not water them. And if you read the book, The Secret Life of Plants.
Baxter, yeah.
Yes, then you know you can have an influence, but we have hundreds and hundreds of people who write us saying, can't believe how well my plants are doing. I'm not doing anything different.
Well, now that is true. I have a friend who comes in and admires. I have cut flowers and plants all over. She said, mm-hmm. I don't understand why the flowers last longer in your house than they do.
Yeah, sometimes 3 weeks. We buy cut flowers that last 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. It's true. I'll validate that. Okay, let's talk about, so that is what we're looking at. FLFE has the EMF program built into it. And we already have talked about that, and we've already shown that graph. I hope you're enjoying this video, because if you are, there are dozens more like it on my site, all supported by people like you. So if you'd like to keep this work rolling in and join our community, just click on the Patreon button at reginameredith.com. That also gives you access to insider commentary, my live book club, and other live events with special guests. So join in. Thanks. Now, let's talk about the immune program, how long they've been there, and what you've done to tweak them at this point, and what kind of response you're getting from the people that are using FLFE.
So just in the past weekend, we've, you know, with all of this sort of challenge to our immune response that's occurring throughout with the 5G and with this virus and other things, including the fear, which can lower our immune response as well. We added additional what we call programs. So the FLFE is an activated field, just in the same way that human consciousness can activate a field when you think of someone. And then say you think of your brother, there's a field activated. You've got love or acceptance, forgiveness, whatever's in your heart, that is now in their field. And that is the same way that FLFE works. We're activating the field with more life force energy in it, but we can also activate instructions through this quantum connection. And the immune support, the enhanced immune support, is instructions to the innate intelligence, resources for the innate intelligence, to support the lowest parts of the immune system. So we have many different aspects of our immune system. You have, you know, B leukocytes and T cells that are attacking and forming antibodies, and you have filtering happening and the removal of toxins from the body. All of these aspects of the immune system, some of which may be affected more by EMFs than others. So we don't know that. We're not doctors. We're really coming at all of this from a consciousness point of view. So we're bringing in more chi or life force energy to the immune system where it's needed, the lowest place.
That's interesting. So a couple of questions come up here. So first, just to kind of summarize the first part of what you were saying, that FLFE, Focused Life Force Energy, is operating almost as a mind is operating. And a mind can carry its intentions, its images, its feelings, and it can focus in it and project that onto something else in another field with an effect. And we know that because you can do long distance healing, remote healing. So essentially it's like a remote healing device without using that in the medical sense, as a disclaimer there. And then secondly, if the question is, if this is now activating this detox function in the body, would people start to feel possibly even when they first get on FLFE, or the people who are already on it and have been exposed to it, would they feel a little bit of maybe die-off happening from some of the lower functioning parasites and bacteria and viruses in the body?
Yeah, we did a webinar the other night on, we're doing a series of webinars on this whole thing, like many people are, and we started with the physical. And it still comes up as hydration being the most important thing for us to do to improve our physical health at this time. No matter what's going on, the body needs water to flush itself out and to maintain its functions. And if you're under stress, if you're worried about things, fear, of course, and you just need more water. So it's a good time to really pay attention to your water. We just want to emphasize that once again. It's just stay hydrated.
Okay, that's super, super basic, super simple, and it's something that a lot of us just forget to do. And every single site I've been to, from the most mainstream to alternative, I'll have that at the top of the list. Lots and lots of water, lemon water, fluids, hot water, every kind of water. So thank you for the reminder on that. That's our most low-tech starting point. In the
yes.
So,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, and it will affect how you, like if your immune system's going on all cylinders and it's doing well and it's taking things out, it's taking pathogens out and it's breaking those cells apart and those toxins are coming into the system and they need to be cleared out, the level of hydration you have will determine kind of how much that's happening. It's like the body knows I've got to get rid of these toxins. And if you don't hydrate well enough, then the body may slow down in that generation of toxins by killing pathogens. So we saw the number, the key factor, or we use kinesiology to measure the critical factor for immune system functioning, and it is hydration.
Okay.
Now, that can change in that, you know, you're looking at a large group, you're looking at a certain period of time, but that's why we bring it up, and it's not a trivial, like, oh yeah, you know, we hear it a lot, but it really can enhance your immune system. It's something you could do today.
Absolutely. So what you're saying is that is not an afterthought, even though we do it as a throwaway line. Oh, and be sure to stay hydrated. No, we're saying that really has to be at the center of it, because if your body's going to start kind of off-gassing all this stuff, something has to carry it out. You can't have it now just accumulating in surrounding tissue. I did an interview recently with Compton Rahm, and one of the other things he was saying is that our fat cells tend to carry a lot of these heavy metal toxins, and finding ways to release fat from the body can also be really important. I mean, that's just one element of this, out of many.
Yes.
So I want to deliberately keep this show as tight as possible and as strategic as possible, mm-hmm. because generally speaking, if we can kind of keep the time down, people will tend to listen to it all the way through to the end. So we're talking about flattening out those frequencies with the EMF program embedded within FLFE, so that those signals can't get in and excite all these heavy metals in the brain and the body and start creating all this disruption to the cells in the immune system. Secondly, you're saying you've added on a new immune system programs that are targeting very specific immunoboosting cells in the body, right? Did I get that correctly?
It's not just the immunoboosting cells, it's the entire immune system. If you imagine 10 aspects of the immune system, the technology is able to find the lowest functioning part and start bringing that up. And once it gets to a certain threshold, it goes and finds the next one, it brings that up, and then it goes and finds the next lowest one and brings that up, and the next lowest one. I mean, it's actually using, this one program is using 300% or three times the energy of everything else we've got on the surface right now.
Wow.
300%. And it's 500% for the first 3 days, because that's about how long it takes to start to see that optimization happen.
Okay.
So during the first 3 days, it's even more important to stay hydrated, because your body is so intelligent. It will just start doing what it needs to do if we can support it. And we believe the combination of lowering EMFs and enhancing this immune response, it's going to help.
Very good. And now we need to look at it in terms of the spectrum of the population. You have little babies, you have little toddlers and young people, their brains are still forming. They don't need that EMF challenge. while they're developing. We don't need it corrupting their DNA. So this is really important. Anything we can do, turning off our routers, keeping our cell phones away from the body, although if the cell phone has FLFE on it, it doesn't have the same effect as an unprotected cell phone. There are other devices out there that people are putting out, but basically, let's be careful about the cell phone use and not have it in our hand all day long. Fluffy mitigates it, but other than that, let's just keep it out of our hands. Never sleep with these things on in your room at night. There should be no interference in your room while you're sleeping. And this is a really important part. I'm going to take over for just a sec and read some of Becker's protocols for dumping heavy metals from the body on a very natural, holistic level. And then we'll come back and finish up by talking about consciousness, because you said something that was key in the beginning, Jeff, a little while ago, about how a few years ago you started noticing this kind of consciousness lowering effect. And so let's talk about what every one of us has the power to do within our own being. So let me just read this other list to you. Okay, here we go. First of all, water. There it is, water. And trying to get foods that have natural enzymes in them. So really kind of pumping up the level of fruit and vegetables in the diet. And granted, everybody's on some version of paleo to vegan, and so you have to find your place in between there, but getting fresh, colorful vegetables and fruits in the diet as you see fit have a lot of fresh enzymes and fresh minerals and vitamins that are kind of flooding through the body. So this is really good in helping detox. Movement, exercise, get out and walk. Doesn't have to be radical, but keep the body moving to help move this stuff through the body. You can do regular detoxes. You can look that up online. There are many types of heavy metal detoxes. Do those maybe every 6 months or so. Another thing is sleep. Sleeping in a dark room, again, with none of these artificial electrical kind of interferences happening. Sleeping deeply in a dark room. Fluffy, we talked about earlier, calms down the nervous system and helps with sleep. But you really want to have no interference, a dark room. And now, since so many of us can't go out anyway, sleep as much as you can and continue that once life is moving again. Sleep, sleep, sleep. That's where all your healing happens. Okay. Sun exposure. If you can, do some sun exposure every day, half an hour to an hour. If you can just get out and walk, choose the hours that are comfortable for you. I do not like high noon sun. Only mad dogs and Englishmen, maybe some of you Canadians too. I don't walk at the high sun level because it actually hurts my field. I feel it. But I love the sun around 9:30 in the morning, 9 o'clock, and after 3:30, 4 o'clock. So that's my preference. You have your own. But get out and just take a walk in the fresh air and sunshine. Also, another good thing is using a far infrared. Far infrared light is really lovely if you have some far infrared light technology. Now, this is interesting. He says eliminate caffeine. Now, it's interesting. So many of these different diets that exist in the world, of which there are thousands, oftentimes one of the first things they'll do is get rid of all the white processed food and caffeine. They're suggesting that it's acting as an excitotoxin, which is not doing well with it. It does not interface well with all of these heavy metals and EMF. So that one you have to look at yourself. Maybe try it a couple days with and without, see if you're getting, or a week even, see if your body, you're feeling a little more energized and a little more clear. Try to get rid of any candida and parasites you've got going. There are many different detoxes for that. Replace mercury fillings. We've been on that one for about 20 years. And use nanoionic multiple minerals to nourish and protect. The one that I use is the one, I don't remember the name of it, Carolyn Dean. You know, she's, once you get on there, she kind of floods you with newsletters, drives me crazy, a little too sales oriented for me, but her nanoparticle minerals seem to be good. But other people are doing nanoparticle minerals as well. I think hers are called Pico, Pico Silver, Pico Minerals and so forth, which is teensy teensy. But anyone you can get, that's not a bad idea. And then if you're going to use an actual detox formula, really research it, make sure it's super high quality. And another thing I want to add from Dr. Wong's work that isn't their list, okay, that's probably not a bad idea, is to start looking at taking full body, whole body enzymes, systemic enzymes, because as we're going through this virus and this die-off of all this stuff, whole body enzymes will start eating all that dead stuff and necrotic tissue. That's what whole body enzymes do. Not a bad idea to clean up the blood with some whole body enzymes. That's Dr. Wong, William Wong's bailiwick. I think there are a lot of good whole system enzymes. Dr. Denise Warden, who I've done shows with, she has a really good whole body enzyme, and she's fanatic about research and quality and testing of products. So I would trust her if you go to Dr. Warden. I think it's Dr. Denise Warden or Dr. Warden's site. She has one there. Find whichever really, really high quality ones you can and start letting that stuff be kind of eaten up and absorbed in a natural way. So those are the little physical elements you can do or protocols you can do to start stripping these heavy metals and toxins out of the body. Now, let's talk about getting the toxins out of the spirit, out of the mind, because you're both heavily committed on a daily basis to meditation. And meditation is certainly one of the best portals, but let's talk about it. Neither one of you jump in there.
There's lots of ways to meditate, if you will, lots of ways to try to raise your consciousness. An unconventional way to do it that most of us might not think of as a meditation, because we assume meditation is sitting in a certain posture, maybe a lotus position, and paying attention to our breathing or saying a mantra. Those are all, of course, valid. I thought I would start with just making a gratitude list.
Yes.
It's really simple. There's lots of things to be grateful for at all times.
I agree with you. Okay, I'm going to jump right in. I'm talking a lot. I'm going to jump in and say gratitude is hands down one of the highest frequencies that exists. And I have found when I do a genuine, dedicated gratitude meditation, first of all, I can't stop, because as you start realizing how much there is to be grateful for, from the macro to the micro, but the field goes so high when you're in gratitude. So thank you for that. I love it. And I couldn't agree more. Are there other comments now you want to make on meditation before Jeff brings in his part?
Well, we haven't talked about this, so I don't want to take, if Jeff only has one, I don't want to take it. Because I've only got three, so if Jeff gives one, then I'll at least have one left.
Okay, Jeff, you go for it.
Well, we talked earlier about level of consciousness affecting your immune system as well. So when in our measurement of the country and the world, it's dropped, you know, considerably. Maybe Clayton, you could talk more about that in a minute.
You said like the last few years particularly, right?
Well, just in the last few months with this COVID. So we can talk about that. But let's talk about our personal level of consciousness, which we're with meditation. For me, I like to dance. So that's not sitting in lotus position. Let's get up and, you know, move the body. It takes care of that movement, the lymph, movement of lymph in the body through movement. Turn off the news, turn off, you know, the social media feed, turn on the music, and just move. And I think it has a multiple effect. We choose music that really uplifts us, whether it's devotional music or it's something from our teenage years or whatever. Maybe not heavy metal, but or death metal, but whatever it is, though, that makes you move. And I think that's really hits a lot of those areas at the same time.
Oh, you're so right. And also the music itself lifts the frequencies really high, especially if it's music you're fond of or in love with. That really skyrockets your frequencies. I'm with you. My primary means of expression in life is dance, since I was born, basically. And one thing that was disrupted, but not for long, was I started taking tap dancing classes. I like to just move. Sedona style dancing, you know, I don't care. I'll do any kind of dance, down to the strictness and beauty of ballet. So I thought, hey, I haven't tried tap yet. So my sister and I went to the Sacramento Ballet Company and signed up for tap dancing. And it's It's wonderful. It has a percussive movement, which is really good for your lymph system. You get your brain going. And of course, it's the classes stop, but now they're doing them online. So I'm out in the garage was on cement, so I can hear the wonderful noise, doing tap dances remotely. We're all doing it. There's a way to do this. Join a virtual dance party. I love it. Thank you. Okay, Clayton, what is your next one?
Well, I have one here that I was going to share, but I've just realized how powerful laughter is. I just remembered.
Yes.
So if you have an internet connection, there's lots of good comedians out there. I try to find the clean ones. I don't know if it's going to be funny or not, but there's a guy out there named Gabriel Iglesias. His nickname is Fluffy.
Fluffy, F-L-U-F-F-E.
Fluffy, I think. They call him Fluffy. He's pretty fluffy. He's rather large. And he's really clean. You know, like a lot of comedians go to vulgarity. And he's just
I'm
clean.
With you.
I can relax around him because I know he's not going to say anything that I'm going to have to try to edit. Because when you're laughing, you're open.
You are. So,
if you can find a good movie that's, you know, that's funny, find a good comedian that's funny.
Hey. I kind of like Jim Gaffigan too, because he's really clean and kind of ironic. Jim Gaffigan, he's fun to listen to, very kind of family oriented and not crude or anything. And I have to say, if you haven't seen it yet, there's so much good humor around the coronavirus. Honestly, everybody started ratcheting up, trying to find the absurdity in it. And if you go onto YouTube, go find the song My Corona, based on My Sharona.
Okay.
My Corona, it is hysterical, okay? So you can listen to that, pass it around among your friends, it'll give you a really good belly laugh. I love that. But you said you had another one there on your list, Clayton. Why don't you go ahead and share that one too?
Okay. One of the best ways to get out of yourself and get out of a funk or a mood is to help somebody.
Absolutely.
Yeah, to be a service. You know, you can just say a prayer. You can, you know, walk down the street and pick up garbage.
Yep.
You know, like it's just get real and just do something for somebody.
Give them a call, because right now, on a sad note here, as people are being quarantined together around the world, if people didn't get along before because of all the stress and tension in the world, they're getting along even less now. And little kids are at the effect of some of this because families are cloistered together that may have been already struggling and having difficulties. So anything we can do to reach out anywhere and add some light to somebody's life right now is, you're so right on. It is so critical. Just even doing what we're doing right now, just give what we can. So on that note, is there anything else we want to add at this time, or shall we go ahead and wrap it up? And we can send people over to flfe.net. I'm going to put a link on the page underneath this interview too. So if you're watching this, just click on the link underneath the video window. You can go there if you want to do Fluffy. I couldn't more highly recommend it. And I'm telling you, in my own like business model of life, I'm not that great a businesswoman. I'm really all about content and putting it out there, as you guys know. I forget to do social media. I forget to do almost everything. However, the one thing that I have done is I made a decision a while back to be in relationship with you guys, because I think what you do is the single thing that gives the one greatest effect in the world that is simply affordable and easy for people to do. So if you want to do that, I tell you right up front, you guys are now affiliates of mine because I fell in love with what you do. So you can click on my page. This site will get a little bit of a percentage like any of your other affiliates do to do this. So just to be fully transparent, which I think is always a good thing in these times, that is our relationship, but that is not why we're doing this interview. And that is not why I became an affiliate of you. I became an affiliate of you because I absolutely love what you're doing, and I've used it since I found out about it a couple, 3 years ago. So I just want to thank you for all of your goodwill and all of your genius that's gone into it, because you freely offered this program to so many people and to struggling communities in the Middle East, towns there that have severe violence issues. You guys have freely offered this energy into the world without any compensation for it. So you should be compensated for what you're doing. So that's it, from top to bottom, soup to nuts. Keep our frequencies high. All the other little things we've mentioned to you. Any final thoughts, guys?
Just love.
Love.
Just, you know, love yourself, love each other. Spent time yesterday walking outside. Lots of people on the street. It's a beautiful day. You know, everybody's keeping their distance, but and just really saying hello, you know, like, how are you? And just spread the love. That's how we can stay together and raise the vibration for yourself and everyone else. And yeah, thank you, Regina, for all you do.
Thank you. Can't beat love, sweet love. Clayton, final comments?
Give a little.
What?
Give a little.
Give a little. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, we're all, you know, fear is constricting and there's not enough when you're afraid.
This is true, and I want to say one thing. There's never enough when you're afraid. And not only that, it has consequences. Just going into fear acidifies the blood in the body, which starts crashing your immune system just from the fear alone. We don't have to do that. Most of our bodies are equipped to get through this. We're talking about refining it and lessening the odds that if you do contract it, that is not going to have a ravenous effect on your life. We're just doing everything we can to keep ourselves in a healthy range of living, real life, life with a capital L. And so, indeed, I appreciate every single thing you two have said today. I love you guys, and thank you for keeping up the good work.
Thank you, Regina.
Okay, everybody, until next time, you can go to Fluffy's site, which is flfe.net, okay? You can also click on the link below in this video, and that'll get you there, too. And I can't recommend it highly enough in these really horrible times. It's one thing I'm pretty adamant about. Okay, everybody, lots of love. Until next time.